Our God is able to do exceeding above, beyond all that we can ask or think or imagine. Faith is the key to the kingdom.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's continue in this series entitled Blessed and Highly Favored. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers with part three from that series, Let It Overflow.
You want to know why it doesn't work like that? It's because God waits until you've exhausted your entire self. I'm preaching to you this morning. Why does God do that? Because He knows us. Look at your neighbor and put your little bony finger in their face. Tell them God knows you. He knows you. He knows you. He knows your email. Come on. He knows your secret email. Come on, somebody. He knows all your text messaging. He's watching you right now while you're watching Netflix while I'm trying to preach this message. But if you don't turn that on and turn this on, come on, somebody. You better turn that off and turn this on because what I'm preaching to you today, heaven is waiting for your response as to what trial you're going to be able to endure and go through, as to how much God's going to open up the windows of heaven because the capacity to hold what God has. Heaven. Heaven is waiting on us to get to the place where we will run out of our resources. And earth says, now fill me, God, because I am empty. See, after you've been to the casino, after you took the bus to Biloxi, after you've already had the boat ride, after you've already eaten the most expensive meal, after you've done this, after you've had the car and the relationship and all the other things that you count up, after it's all said and done, and you come up empty. Am I talking to anybody in here? Have you ever, let's just cut to the chase and let's just go to the smartest guy in the world. King Solomon said, I've had it all. Had 750 wives and concubines. Now I got news for you. I can only handle one. That right there tells me that he may not have been the smartest cat in the world. Come on, somebody. But the Bible said when Solomon got down to the end of it all and he was the richest man that ever lived, he had everything and anything he ever wanted, and he said, it's all vanity of vanity. It's leaving me empty and empty because I am not finding the fulfillment. And he said, I've come to the conclusion the best thing I could do is worship and serve the Lord because he's the only one that can fill the void in my life. I wish somebody give God some praise and let him know you're the only source that I have. That's it. Hallelujah. So the problem is not with heaven. The problem is with our capacity to hold what heaven is ready to give. Now, in calculating, as I was in the fire service many years ago, as an engineer driving that truck for $4.35 an hour, $150,000 apparatus for $4.35. That's crazy. But it was up to me to learn and calculate on the fly capacity and flow. Capacity and flow. I didn't have time to get out my calculator when we arrived on the scene of a fire to figure out how to do this thing. I had to be trained and ready to go. And part of that training meant that I had to know what size of a pipe was flowing in that area, that whenever the guy who was going to jump off the truck and catch the hydrant, as we called it, and wrap the hose around and get ready to hook that thing up, I had to calculate how many feet. We only had 1,500 feet on the truck. So hopefully we were within the range of a close-by hydrant. But I had to calculate how many sections of hose and the pipe size that was coming through the hydrant, and then so that I make sure that the guys would be able to stay on the ground with the nozzle and the hose going into the fire, I had to calculate it all the way through to determine what was the capacity and the flow so that I didn't create a vacuum or I didn't give too much pressure that they weren't able to accomplish what they were supposed to do. Capacity and flow, they go together. For every capacity you present, there's always a corresponding flow. In other words, you're not going to hand God something that he doesn't have the capacity to flow and fill it to overflowing. You can only then expect in the natural realm to receive a flow that is equal with the capacity that you hand off to God. In other words, that's the reason why you don't give your five-year-old the keys to the car. They don't have the capacity to get behind the wheel and drive that car because they're not ready yet. Nothing more disappointing to a teenager than for their parents to stand there with the keys to the car and they want to drive, and their parents to say, "You're not ready yet." Come on, somebody. Let me take it to a whole new level. It's a hard thing when you think you're ready for something. I'm ready, God. And you don't hear yes or no. You're like in the waiting room. I don't know if there's anybody in here right now who is like when you call the business and instead of giving a live operator, you get somebody who says, "Please stand by. We got." And some of you right now are listening to music on hold because you're not ready yet. We think we're ready, don't we? Come on, you ask anybody in this room, go out on the street. Are you going to heaven? Yeah. Isn't it amazing? Everybody's going to heaven. Nobody going to hell. I'm living like the devil, but I'm still going to heaven. Why? Because my grandma's prayed for me, and I'm going. You got to understand, if you're not ready, God's not going to bless you with it. Because if he does, you'll make an idol out of it. And I told you last week, the week prior, that you cannot make the blessing more important than the blesser. Why would you get the gift and then tell the giver to go away? The gift doesn't mean anything unless the giver's there. Come on, we're about to enter into that season right now, and your little kid is going to get that little gift and tell you, "Take a hike, Mom and Dad, I got to wait a minute." But if they're smart, there's more where that came from. If I stay close to the gift, y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. Why would I watch this all the time. I've seen it happen. People come in, "Pastor, pray for me. I need a miracle. I need a financial miracle." And they come in and they get their blessing and then they're gone. And then we send follow-up letters and telephone calls and all that, and they don't answer the call because they're too busy worshiping the blessing. That's the reason why God will allow you get to a place where you have exhausted all of your, you know, as long as you got a little extra hookup. And just in case this thing with God don't work out, I know somebody who knows somebody. Come on now. I mean, if it gets really bad, I might be able to go back to my old life. Come on now. Fix this out. And then I'll come back. Oh, I'll pay tithes on it, God. One guy stood up in the congregation here not too long ago and said, "Pastor, pray for me. I'm going to Biloxi next week. God will help me to hit the big one. I'll bring my tithes back." Well, first of all, you better bring it all in here because it's all contaminated. I'll pray on it, sanctify that thing, pour oil all over it. We'll put it in the bank and use it for the kingdom now. Oh, Lord, that don't write me no letters. Don't write me no letters. Oh, my God. Some of y'all can't handle that level. God will bless you to test you, and he will test you to bless you. Won't he do it? To increase the flow, I have to have a larger capacity. And whenever I make that capacity available, are you hearing what I'm saying? If you can change the capacity, you can determine the flow. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Come on now. If you can change the capacity, you can determine the flow. I want you to flip over real quick. I'm not going to be before you long. Flip over to Isaiah 54:2 real quick. All of y'all on your electronic phones over there, come on, somebody. You should be able to find it faster than the folks that's got to look in the table of contents. Come on. Isaiah, I-S, 54:2. Are you with me? The Bible says here, there's an admonition that comes from the prophet Isaiah to all the nation of Israel, and he is talking to them about their capacity. He said, you've been in a barren place. They had been in Babylonian bondage now for years, 70. They're coming out and getting ready to come back into the promised land. And he says, sing, O barren, that thou hast didst not bear. He's talking about the fact that they are not having children. They were not able to prosper. But he said, I want you to get ready because, in verse 2, because I want you to enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen the cords and strengthen the stakes. He said, because what I'm about to do, verse 3, is I'm going to break forth on the right hand and on the left. I came to prophesy to you that in this coming year, in 2018, God is saying to us, he's about to break forth on the right and break forth on the left. And everybody that's been trying to keep God in some box and you've had some idea and thought and some agenda, God said, I ain't waiting on you no longer. I'm about to break out. Now, I'm going to tell you, when God gets ready to break out, ain't no devil in hell going to be able to stop him. I'm just looking for some folks in this building this morning that says, Pastor, I'm about ready for God to go ahead and break out and be God inside of my life. I wish somebody would bless the Lord right now. He said, I want you to get ready. I don't want you to hold back, because God is simply saying to us, I want you to increase your capacity. Now listen, you can't increase your physical size and you can't increase the actual container. But what you can do is prepare yourself to make room for other people to come sit on the seat beside you. Because when I look at this congregation right now on this particular weekend, when things would normally and typically be low inside of an average congregation, and when I look at the statistics of more than 200 individuals who have called this church their church home over the past 2 years, I'm saying, and the board and I have gotten together and said, we're going to have to do something to increase and enlarge the borders of our tent. Because what God is getting ready to do, he's going to break out on the left hand and break out on the right hand. He's going to break over, break under. He's going to break out. And Pace Assembly, you better get ready, because God is about to send the blessing upon us. We don't have room enough to receive. Anybody up for a blessing you don't have room enough to receive? Wave your hand at me now. I just want to know who I'm preaching to. Some of you ain't got your hand up. You're not expecting nothing. Don't worry about it. You ain't going to get nothing. Only those that are expecting. Only those that are empty enough. Only those that said, I can't do without God. I got to have him in my life, in my house. I don't want him second seat. I want him in the front seat. I'll get in the back.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.